Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here on our Where Are They Now segment with three recent graduates of Pella and Pella Christian High School who are spending their week in Cedar Falls ahead of the Iowa Shrine Bowl, a showcase of Iowa's best high school senior football players heading into college. Here with Trey Van Howen, Isaac Kakmarinski, and Jack Fancher. Trey, I'll start with you. First of all, what has it been like up there this week to be a part of the experience? And I know we last talked about this back at the Shriners event in April, and what does it mean to be able to share this week with so many great players?
Yeah, it's been a pretty good week so far. We have two-a-days, and we have a bunch of activities. Like today we went to the water park, but overall it's been a pretty good week.
Well, and for our Pella Christian duo, Jack Fancher, Isaac Kakmarinski, for the two of you, what's it been like not only to reunite as teammates one more time, but similar question to Trey, what's it also been like to get to know so many different players from across the state this week?
I'll talk about getting to know other players. It's always funny how you create rivalries and you play against these teams and you're like, oh, I'm so different from that guy. And then you come to a thing like this and we become teammates instead of opponents, and you learn that everyone's pretty much the same. And got to know some really good guys that I didn't know before and some really good relationships that are being built.
I'll talk about me and Isaac playing one more time and just preview for what's in the future. I think it's a great opportunity for me and Isaac to come together for another game. And with Trey on the field and all of us there, just gives us like a preview of what it might look like in the next coming years at Dort.
Well, the question for all three of you is, it's such a unique experience for the players who participate, who I've talked to over the years, because you talk about your two-a-days and all the other experiences. You're with so many other guys from across the state and getting to play with different coaches. What have you learned maybe from some of the coaches, or what are some of the unique experience you've had because you've interacted with a guy, say, from Denison or Fort Madison or whatever corner of the state?
Yeah, it's been a different experience for sure. Learned different coaching styles and different ways the coaches like to do stuff. But it's been fun. A lot of the coaches are really good. They know what they're talking about.
I think it's interesting talking to other players. You get to see their perspective on your team or other teams around the state and like just what they think of what your team was or other things like that. It's just a interesting experience.
Yeah, it was a little surprising, a little bit of a shock meeting with these new coaches. But, you know, after the first day, we all got on track and, you know, we've gotten closer to the coaches, and they really know what they're talking about, so.
Well, and the three of you can answer this, or a couple of you can. One of the other parts about this weekend that's so special, and we talked about this back at the event in April, was the importance of service to this week. And I know as we talk, you haven't gone through all the events just yet. We're not talking quite yet on Saturday, but for each of you, how cool has that been to see some of the Shriners kids maybe be around or have that reminder throughout the week that it's not only about this great all-star showcase, but that there's that charitable element and that you had raised money to get yourself up there?
Yeah, I know we're all looking forward to our kids camp where we're going to meet the Shriners kids. But earlier on in the week, a man named Benny came and spoke about his care with the Shriners. He lost his leg in a lawnmower accident, and he was able to talk about just how much the Shriners were able to help him. And it just kind of puts the whole game into perspective that, yeah, we're here to compete, but the money that we raise really does help people in need.
Yeah, similar to Isaac, just how our impact off the field is much more important than it is on the field.
Well, and Jack, I'll ask you a separate question. As we are heading to this Saturday, by the way, the Shrine Bowl Showcase, let's talk about the game itself. How exciting has this week been, and how has practice got you excited for that opportunity Saturday to, I mean, you've been interacting with some of the guys from the North, but to actually play football again for the first time in nearly 10 months and to wear that Eagle helmet one more time in a competitive game?
It's been really exciting. The coaches have a great game plan for us, and just practicing and going through everything, it's just been a blast. And speaking for Isaac and Trey, I know we're just super excited to get out there and play one more time in high school.
Well, and Isaac and Trey, the follow-up there is, how do you hope this game and this week kind of springboards you into the college experience? I know you've had some trips up to Northwest Iowa in the meantime this summer, but how do you hope this kind of launches you into those first weeks of camp then when you're up there in Northwest Iowa and when you're up there having that opportunity to play college football?
Yeah, this week kind of just gives a preview of what it's going to be like during camp week, having 2-a-days, 17th with the meal. Meals for the team, ooh. And yeah, it's gonna be fun to hit again.
Yeah, I think it's just another great opportunity to just kind of get used to football again. You know, it's been a while, and we've been doing some workouts in the summer, but there's nothing like playing football against other guys. So, great opportunity for us to get ready.
Well, and I suppose the last question we'll end on then is, as I've kind of alluded to, it's that last chance to be a high school athlete. That last chance to wear the Eagles gold or the Pella green. For each of you, what are the memories now that are starting to bubble up as your high school career now really comes to an end? And how much do you appreciate the experiences that you had, not just in football with PC and Pella, but track, basketball, soccer, and those other great sports too?
I mean, it's pretty exciting and sad at the same time to see our high school career come to end. But it is exciting to play for the Dome one time. Never played here before.
Yeah.
Just looking back on all the memories throughout football, basketball, and soccer, it's just, like, this game kind of just sums up, like, high school career, like, something we've been working for our whole career. But it's not just for us. It's also for the kids.
Yeah, I think it's kind of just a shock that it's like, okay, this is kind of marking the end of the summer, and that in a few weeks we're going to be off to college. So kind of brings back all the memories and all the good times of just bonding with teams and persevering through different seasons.
Well, that's a trio of area athletes who are competing this Saturday in the Iowa Shrine Bowl. We'll have that TV information posted later this week on KNIAKRLS.com. Jack Fancher and Isaac Kakmarinski, Eagles alumni, and, of course, Traven Howen, a Pella High School graduate, state track and field champion as well. We got to have that obligatory mention there. But all three of you, congratulations on an excellent week so far. Look forward to seeing you play on Saturday, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.